Welcome back to episode 4 of PhaseLock. My name is Caleb. I am your host. And this podcast is presented by Backseat Coach. We got a lot to get into today. A lot of bug news, like a lot of buggy games. A lot of just random other news. Not a whole lot going on. We got a couple of launches coming up, which is going to be cool. But yeah, not a whole lot going on in terms of like actual news this week. But we'll just get right into it. Starting off, I was wrong when I said last week that Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl were launching on Friday last week. They're actually launching this Friday, along with Battlefield 2042. I don't know why I thought they were launching last week. I knew the date was the 19th. I don't know what I was thinking when I said that, but yeah, they're launching this week. I think those two games, actually, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl look great. I think they're going to be awesome. But from what I've seen of the early access from 2042 is that the game is very buggy. And there's like some of the textures aren't like fully loaded or like fully coated in, because there's like little places where you can like hide in objects, which seems odd that this close to launch they would still have those issues. Sorry, my cat's crying already. It's been 10 minutes. Yeah, it just seems weird that they would have those issues still with launch coming up right around the corner. So I just keep an eye on that. I think it's still going to be a fine game. Dude. God. Middle of the pod.
What?
He's just staring at me at the door. I'm trying to do a thing here, man. You can't be sitting by yourself for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. This is Gamer Cat. He's the official mascot of the podcast. He doesn't get paid or anything. He just lives his best life. He's a little attention baby. He needs all the attention he can get. Yeah, so Battlefield 2042 sounds like it's going to be a great game. Not really sure. I haven't really played a whole lot of Battlefield. Never really got into the huge map type deal. I was never a huge fan of that. And other news, the GTA trilogy, which a lot of people were super excited for, it launched and it did not go well. It had a pretty rocky launch. A lot of the game was left virtually unplayable from what I've heard. A lot of the games, which is never good. Like, Rockstar is usually pretty good about launching games that play, you know. Just seems odd that they would not know that there'd be issues like that, but I guess you can't really know until you launch. But yeah, that's it's pretty rough for the GTA fan base, because I know those games are a lot of fun and mean a lot to the community. It sounds like they did get it fixed, so at least the people can play it again. But yeah, still pretty bad to have that on launch as a remaster, you know. I don't know if sorry, he's distracting me. Skyrim Anniversary Edition is already causing trouble. It's causing crashes for "quote unquote" running too efficiently. In my opinion, I think computers and consoles are just like, hey, we don't want to run this game anymore. We've run it for the past 10 years, and this guy keeps buying the same game over and over again. I don't know. I'm just over Bethesda at this point. Like, why? Like, this is so frustrating as an Elder Scrolls and Fallout fan that the company that makes it is just cares more about money than actually like putting out a decent game, or new games, new content. Like, Skyrim's been launched what, 10 times or not 10 times but 5 or 6 times in the last 10 years. Like, how many times do you need to sell this game and stop selling it at full price? Like, selling it at $50 or $60 for a game that's been out for 10 years, pretty insane to me. And now they're hinting at plans for Fallout 5 when they don't even have Elder Scrolls 6 out yet. Like, Elder Scrolls 6 isn't supposed to come out until fucking, like, what? 2026? Like, what are you doing? I don't want plans for a new game when you haven't launched the game you've been teasing for the last 2 years. It's really frustrating from a fan of these games. I really want to play Elder Scrolls 6. I don't know why it's taking them so long. It seems odd. And I don't want to hear that they've got plans for Fallout 5 when, I mean, it's been, what, like 4 years since Fallout 4 came out? So we're probably not going to see that till 2030. We're not going to see Fallout 5 till 2030. So it's really odd that they would do that. And in other news, they dropped concept art for Starfield, which looks like it's going to be an amazing game. But the same thing, like, you've got these two flagship series, and then you're dropping concept art for another game when these other two games are going to take forever to make anyways. So it just seems weird. I don't know. Bethesda is slowly losing me over the years, especially when the best game that they put out wasn't even like published by them, is published by Obsidian. So I don't know. Bethesda is just a clusterfuck. They're not nearly as bad as Blizzard, but they just seem like money hungry. They don't seem like they really care about their player base at all. So, especially now that they've got Microsoft money. So who knows? Maybe Starfield's great. I hope it's great for their sake. I hope Elder Scrolls 6 comes out before 2026. I hope Fallout 5 comes out before 2030, like I said. But it just seems like they're so focused on other things besides their flagship games, which is kind of disappointing in my opinion. And I might be talking out of my ass here. I don't know. But that's just been frustrating me for the last couple of years. So, I think that's enough of the Bethesda rant. There's been rumors circulating that Halo Infinite was going to drop their multiplayer today, which today is Monday, November 15th. But I don't think they will. I don't think Bungie will do that. Seems odd that they would do it before the game launches. Maybe it has launched. I'm not sure. Let me take a look here. Yeah, it hasn't even launched yet, so why would you launch the multiplayer before the game comes out? That seems weird. But yeah, it seems odd that they would do that. I guess Bungie or Activision or whatever, I don't know why I said Activision. Bungie said that was in their plan was to release the multiplayer as like a surprise, but again, it seems odd that they would do that given that their game hasn't come out yet. I don't know. People just like to stoke up rumors, I guess. A little bit of Terraria news. Terraria and Don't Starve Together are having a crossover event later this month, which sounds like it'd be cool. I haven't played a whole lot of Terraria. I know people love it. I haven't played a lot of Don't Starve Together either. That seems kind of cool. Pretty awesome crafting games. A lot of fun if you just want to like have a chill time. If you're into Stardew Valley, Terraria is very similar to that. It's not top down. It's like side view, almost like a side view Minecraft type deal, which is pretty cool. I played something similar called Starbound, which is pretty fun. I think that's all I got on like notable gaming news. Amazon Games had to turn off New World's entire economy because people were duping different. This was like a duping glitch that players discovered that they're like duping items or duping wealth or something. And then like transferring it to other players for other items or whatever. But yeah, they had to end up turning the whole economy off until they fixed the glitch, which seems like a pretty glaring hole in your game that would be an issue. That you didn't there. I guess I don't know how these things are figured out, but yeah, it seems odd that they would let that happen. I think they're about to turn it back on. I'm not 100% sure. They're still trying to figure out the glitch from what I was reading. Got some tech news, a little bit of tech news. if you're big into PCs, monitors, whatever, there's always going to be a lot of Black Friday deals. I'm not sponsored by anyone. Just that's how I've gotten a lot of my PCs are on sale. And they do give like pretty good discounts, just depending on what website you go to. Yeah, so you can get like some cheap or not cheaper monitors, get like probably $100 off or something. Black Friday is always a great time to get, do that. Valve and AMD actually just dropped some Steam Deck info. They actually have had a CPU custom designed from the ground up for the Steam Deck, which is actually pretty cool. I think they said that they wouldn't have any processors like in or like factory set processors that would work specifically for the Steam Deck. So they had one built from the ground up specifically for their console, which is pretty cool. And they are using for the RAM, they are using LPDDR5. I think this is the first time that LP5 has ever been used in a console or like anything. I think I hadn't done a whole lot of research on LPDDR5, but it's the first time that it's going to be used in a console, and I hope it goes well for the Steam Deck. It's going to come out with 16 gigabytes of total RAM with 1 gigabyte of video RAM or VRAM, and then 80 gigabytes a second total bandwidth, which I don't fucking know what any of that shit means, really. The 16 gigabyte RAM, I know what that means. That's pretty good for a handheld console. They're basically selling it as a PC, like a handheld PC almost, which is pretty goddamn cool. And some other news, I think this is already disclosed, but it's going to have a 7-inch 1280 by 800 LCD screen. It's pretty awesome. AMD is also doing the GPU, which is an 8 RDNA. I don't know a whole lot about that. It's probably one that's similar to stuff that they use in laptops, just given the size of the Steam Deck. Don't know a whole lot about graphic cards in laptops, but sounds pretty cool. And the CEO of NVIDIA said that they don't see an end to the chip shortages in sight, so it's going to be pretty rough out there for graphics cards once again this year. With all the, you know, the shipping stuff, it's going to be pretty hard to find any good cards, or find any new good cards. In these next couple of years, it sounds like NVIDIA and AMD are going to be in like an arms race almost to put out the next gen graphics cards, which is going to be pretty cool to see what they come up with. I think AMD has been surging the last couple of years. Their CEO, Lisa Su, has been absolutely amazing in terms of turning this company around. she has been killing it. I think they're going to start overtaking NVIDIA in terms of GPUs pretty quick here. I think their processors are already almost better than Intel's, which is pretty awesome. Hey, dude, I'm doing something. Can you get down? Gamer Cat, you're not being a very good co-host. What are you doing? Those goldfish aren't for you. Don't look at me like that. Hey, man. Do I have to pick you up again? Hey, bro. You trying to cause drama? I'm doing a podcast, dude. Gamer Cat. You are such... You're just a little boy. Why are you doing this? You trying to cause drama on our podcast? Huh? Not being a very good co-host. You have anything to say for yourself? No? You're just going to sit there? Okay. Well, that's good. I think AMD is going to be up there. I don't think they're going to be the quote-unquote laughing stock that they used to be in terms of processors, which I never really thought they were bad processors or graphics cards. I think they were just super underrated. Like, they were getting used in Mac, and I think they've been used in most PlayStations, which seems odd that they would get such a weird reputation in terms of their quality parts. But yeah, I've always liked AMD. I'm not trying to be like a tech hipster or whatever, but I think they have been massively underrated for a long time. That's all I got for tech news. I'm not that techy. I do like learning about computer parts and stuff like that, but not a whole lot of actual like in-depth knowledge on that. So I guess we'll move into TV and movies. Absolutely fantastic show on Netflix is Arcane. This show is bonkers. I absolutely love it. I've watched all 6 episodes so far. It's based on the League of Legends universe. And the main 2 characters right now are Jinx and Vi. They are sisters. And even if you don't like League of Legends, I think it's a great show to just jump into. You don't need a whole lot of knowledge on the overall lore of League or whatever to really get into the show. I think it's great for anybody who wants to watch like a new show or like have an adventure in like a new universe almost. I've been having a ton of fun watching that. It's been absolutely amazing. And I think it's just a good show. I think it's just a good show overall. You can understand if you don't want to watch something animated, but I think it's surprisingly more adult than I was expecting. There was one scene in the last couple episodes where I was like, wow, this is targeting a way different demographic than I thought it was going to. But I'm okay with it. I really like it. I think it's absolutely amazing. I think you guys should give it a go. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. I don't know what's happening. I can't see how long I've been. Sorry, this podcast has been crazy. A lot of random stuff happening. Gamer Cat's been going crazy in the background. I had to corral him. He's running around now. I don't know where he is. Anyways, Arcane, amazing. I don't know how well it's going to rank in terms of my overall rankings, but it's been pretty fun to watch so far. I think it's a lot better than I was expecting, honestly, coming from a video game studio. But it's been awesome to watch. I really enjoy it. You guys should check it out. Next is Midnight Mass. I watched this a couple weeks ago, but I haven't really been talking a whole lot about it on the podcast because I completely forgot I was adding TV and movies into the podcast overall because it had been so long. But Midnight Mass is amazing. I love A24. I think A24 is probably one of the best horror studios in the market right now. A lot of psychological horror, I feel like that. It's kind of like a psychological thriller for most of it, but it's absolutely fantastic. I think it's about 8 episodes, and it's great. There are some parts where it slows down a little bit, where some of the dialogue is just like the people just talk a little bit too much. Like it's like a little bit too much exposition for my taste. It's kind of like Man in the High Castle. In terms of dialogue. But it was really good. It had a really satisfying ending. I think you guys should check it out if you haven't watched it yet. And then Squid Game. Squid Game is probably one that everybody's seen. I really enjoyed that. I did watch it dubbed, which I know I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for, but I didn't mind the dub as much as everyone hated it. But sometimes I don't feel like reading. So like subtitles, it's like anime. Sometimes I just want to watch an anime. I'll watch the dub because I'm too lazy to read, or like I'm doing something else and I just want to listen to it. Squid Game is fantastic. I might give it another go with the subtitles because I've heard it's a lot better. And then another K-drama that I watched recently was My Name. This show was actually just completely blew me away. It's fantastic. Basically, this girl loses her dad, and she's like, oh, her dad is murdered, and she's like, oh shit, I'm gonna find the guy who did this. And then it just goes in this like completely, it goes in like 40 different directions. It's honestly fantastic. If you like Squid Game, I would suggest this too. I don't know if it's made by the same studio or what, but it's also very, very good. Way better than I was expecting. I didn't expect to get drawn in as much as I did, but it's very, very good. I would highly suggest it. And then Elden Ring, I finally got to watch the 20-minute, 15-minute, whatever gameplay trailer from IGN. This game looks absolutely gorgeous. Oh, excuse me. Absolutely gorgeous. The gameplay looks as clean as it possibly could. Another A-plus from FromSoft Software. Is that what it's called? FromSoft Software? I don't know. Game looks very similar to Dark Souls 3 in the way it's actually played. But the overworld? Open world. I'm losing it today. Open world looks absolutely amazing. You basically can like summon your horse wherever. And then there's like, I don't know, I think they call it spring surges. I think that's what they called, where you go in there on horseback and like launches you up. So you can like traverse a bunch of different areas in the game. Then the dungeons look fantastic as well. I think it's going to be a great game. I'm going to lose lots of hours of my life playing this game. I guarantee it. And then they did show one or two boss fights, which looks... The one boss fight they showed was absolutely insane. Like, you guys should definitely go check out the trailer if you haven't watched it already. Like, these games just look absolutely gorgeous, and they look super fun to play. The one thing I will say is that whenever I'm playing these games and I get invaded when I'm trying to do something, I want to lose my goddamn mind. I'm just like, I'm just trying to play this game, have a good time, not get invaded, but then some asshole is like, nah, I'm going to ruin your fun time, and I'm going to be like 40 levels ahead of you, and I'm going to beat the living shit out of you, and then I'm going to dip. Like, dude, I'm just trying to play the game. I'm trying to enjoy my life. Why are you doing this to me? You know, anyone else have that experience in Dark Souls? That's why I like playing the first one, because nobody plays that game anymore. And it's really hard to get invaded when nobody's playing the game. So, yeah. Even Dark Souls 2, I was playing Dark Souls 2 a couple months ago, and I would get invaded in that too. I was like, who is playing this game enough to invade me? And then I think they shut the servers down, which thank God they did, because I was getting tired of these people just coming to my games and ruining my day. yeah, other than that, that's all I got. I think I talked about everything I wanted to talk about. The last thing I have on the docket is the stream schedule. I got it over this way. There we go. Got it. It's over on the screen here. I'm going to try and stream at least 3 days a week. I know it probably says four on there right now. Friday and Saturday are going to be kind of up in the air, just depending if I have other things going on, if I want to go out with my buddies or something. But I'm going to definitely try for Monday and Wednesday for sure. Right now I have class on Tuesdays, and Thursdays I'm doing Grey Duck, so I think that should be just about everything. And I got the socials down there. Right now we're posting probably mainly on Backseat Gaming, because we're trying to grow that right now. So we're Backseat Gaming on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I'm going to try and stream more on YouTube, probably. I think YouTube gaming is probably going to be a better landscape overall than Twitch. I think they innovate more. And they do a lot of better things for the creators than Twitch will do. But we do have a Twitch channel. I think I said last week, yeah, if we get more streamers, we can just stream wherever, YouTube or Twitch. I don't think it really matters, but it's preference. Gamer Cat. Dog, you have been on some shit today. What's going on with you, bro? You just trying to make me look like an idiot? First, you're meowing at the door and clawing around. Oh, Brad, whatever, bro. Whatever. You don't even look apologetic, dog. Some gamer cats these days, I swear. Just don't understand. And he's going back to the window. He's going back to the window again. Oh, he's laying down. Look at that. Try to move out of the way here. Yeah, he's laying down.
Now you decide to be good? Now you decide to be good when I'm almost done with the podcast. You want to be a good boy.
Some gamer cats these days, I swear. All right, guys, that's going to do it for me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you're on YouTube. Check out the socials down there. Check out the stream over here. It's youtube.com/backseatgaming. Check us out. I'll probably be live. Today's Monday for me, but the podcast is going up tomorrow. I'll be live Mondays. Mondays and Wednesdays for sure. Fridays and Saturdays maybe. But yeah, we will see you guys later. Peace.